Dateline Washington, Tuesday, October 7th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, John McCain versus Barack Obama, round two. Tonight is the second of the three presidential debates between McCain and Obama, this one a town hall-style format at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll preview the whole thing, talk strategies, issues, and more with Christina Bellantoni, national political reporter for the Washington Times. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, what's going on Wall Street? The Dow down more than 500 points again on Tuesday, but also more and new action taken by the Federal Reserve. We'll discuss it all with Robert Lenzner of Forbes magazine. Plus, with friends like these, the McCain campaign, and especially Sarah Palin pointing out Barack Obama's connections with shady people with very anti-American agendas, but just how close are those connections, and how much should they matter to the American voter? That's what we'll discuss with Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy, who has recently written an opinion piece on this issue. And probing the Pickens plan, Amy Ridenour, president of the National Center for Public Policy Research, explains why Americans should dig a little deeper than just looking at those very impressive television commercials being offered by T. Boone Pickens as he pushes natural gas and wind power for the nation's energy future. All that, plus the day in Congress and in business, follows Tuesday's top news. And President Bush once again talking about the difficulties facing the United States right now in terms of our economic conditions, but also saying it's time to press forward. Speaking to folks at the Guernsey Office Products in Chantilly, Virginia on Tuesday, President Bush says he believes in the free market and the only reason he went to Congress for the massive bailout plan was due to the significant extent of our nation's fiscal problems.
As you know, I'm a market-oriented person. I believe markets ought to be allowed to work until I was convinced that this time the government needed to act and needed to act boldly in the face of a significant problem.
President Bush emphasizing that he wants a well-thought-out and developed approach to healing the ailing economy. He said the bailout is necessary to avert a worsening economy, widespread problems, and a pain and deep recession. As he listed a range of tools in the rescue plan, he touted its goal of helping banks rebuild capital reserves and begin lending again. The president said rejuvenated lending should help ease job insecurity, and he also highlighted increased temporary deposit protection limits that are part of the bailout effort. Using the words huge shock to describe the U.S. financial crisis, a White House economic advisor says to expect a tough next few months. Edward Lazier told the National Association of Business Economists today it won't be easy to work through the turmoil. At the conference in Washington, Lazier predicted the Bush administration will reveal operational details of the $700 billion bailout plan over the coming weeks. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke also speaking out today, saying the government's recent actions, including the massive bailout plan, does in fact lay the groundwork for economic recovery.
I believe that the bold actions taken by the Congress, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and other agencies, together with the natural recuperative powers of the financial markets, will lay the groundwork for financial and economic recovery.
Bernanke also hinting on Tuesday that the Fed may be poised to lower interest rates once again.
The Federal Reserve will need to consider whether the current stance of policy remains appropriate. The intensification of the financial crisis in recent weeks made clear that a more powerful and comprehensive approach involving the fiscal authorities was needed to solve these problems.
Meanwhile, the Fed has announced it is creating a commercial paper funding facility to help unfreeze credit markets. The move would pave the way for purchases of three-month unsecured and asset-backed commercial paper directly from commercial users. Commerce Department Secretary Carlos Gutierrez says freeing up the Fed to buy commercial paper makes a lot of sense to him.
Every single company needs to borrow short-term capital. Regardless of how strong their cash flow is, it may not be timed perfectly well with expenses. This is going to enable companies to borrow short-term. It's a very key move.
Another mea culpa before members of Congress. The former CEO of insurance giant AIG is apologizing to a congressional committee for the pain caused by the need for the government to bail out his company to the tune of $85 billion.
I'm grateful that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and most importantly, the American people, offered their assistance to preserve a vital part of the financial system and a great American institution.
Also, Robert Willemstad told lawmakers he's refusing to take payments under his severance agreement, telling lawmakers the company was in a vicious circle prior to the need to be bailed out by the government. But as Congress looks into this issue, there are two major collapses that the Democratic majority is apparently refusing to discuss in public. Congressman Chris Shays, Republican of Connecticut, says the Democrats need to look at the role of Congress in the collapse of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
The reason, no other way to explain it, the reason we haven't scheduled hearings on these two institutions and haven't requested documents from either is because their demise isn't someone else's fault, it's ours, and we don't want to own up to it.
Brutal day on Wall Street. The Dow off 508 points. More details on that later in the hour. For now, that's a look at Tuesday's headlines.